History tells us that on Friday, August 14th in 1908, it was a warm night in Springfield, and obviously as victims were brought to the hospital, they came in and there was actually no rooms available. So what the hospital sisters did is they had patients actually laying on mattresses on the floor. And what is interesting is that there were, once they were inside the hospitals, black and white patients were lying side by side. And we know from our histories that once these injured entered St. John's, we're told that they set aside all prejudice, antagonism, that there was really no disturbance among the injured that night. In fact, we've heard that they actually walked through the corridors quietly so that they wouldn't disturb the other patients. And so it's kind of a testament to sort of the healing presence that our sisters had, is that there was all this violence and hatred outside, but once the victims were brought inside, there was something about the calmness that set in, and that there was no disturbances whatsoever as they were caring for the influx of patients that came in regardless of their racial makeup.
Any idea why the foundations had gone unrecognized until you went to build?
What my understanding is, because of the previously, before we had, keep in mind that those, it's basically three square blocks. So again, from Carpenter down to Madison between 9th and 10th, that's been surface parking lot for a number of years. Actually, there was a hotel on that property. But going way back to the beginning of the 20th century, that was a lumber yard. And so in talking with an engineer at Hanson, it was sort of, when that lumber yard was demolished, it kind of added on. Nobody really had to dig up because there wasn't any, you know, when you build a building, there's some foundation work where you have to dig below the surface. And because over the years, really all that was happening was, you know, a hotel that was, I guess it went in without a basement. I can't speak to the makeup of that hotel, but the other structures, there wasn't any significant digging. So when this rail project came along, they really had to do some, some significant excavation. That's when they were discovered. So over the last century, there hasn't been a building project on that property where apparently they've had to dig down deep enough to find that. And the lumber yard, apparently the buildings they had were just kind of shacks that held lumber. And when those were demolished, there wasn't really any excavation works.
And so who would you suggest go to the meeting? As you mentioned, it's on Monday night from 5:30 to 7, and there will be Teresa Haley from the Springfield branch of the NAACP, which the race riots helped found after they happened in 1908. We're kind of the catalyst for that, as well as someone from Hanson Professional Services, and the president and CEO of St. John's Hospital will all be in attendance. Who else would you suggest show up?
Really, anybody who has a interest in the history of the 1908 race riots, we would encourage to participate. Again, this is an opportunity for us to collect some ideas, because again, we don't pretend to know what the best way to commemorate this significant piece of the history of Springfield. Obviously, we have an interest in doing something to commemorate it because of the connection to our hospital sisters and to St. John's Hospital. But we were looking for input from really anybody in the community that has an interest in history, in race relations. We've reached out to churches on the east side of Springfield, so they've been sent flyers. We budgeted 90 minutes for the meeting. We'll start off the meeting with some short presentations from, again, Teresa from Hanson Engineering about the overall discovery of the foundations, and then Chuck LaCour will provide a little bit of an overview on the medical office building and where that might go. And then really, it would be an open discussion with whoever shows up. We'll collect that input, and then what we'll do is we'll go back to our architects and engineers that are in the, you know, kind of the final stages of planning this building. So here's what we heard from the community. What's feasible? Again, there may be some spots on the parking lot where we can create kind of a memorial garden. There may be some other ideas we're not thinking of that might be a unique way to commemorate the significance of these sites that were recently uncovered. We plan to come back in 2016 and have a similar meeting, invite all that, we'll collect, you know, names and emails and contact information for those who attended so that we can reach out to them and say, here's what we now recommend, and see what the final recommendation is. So it's really three phases. We collect the input, then we take the input in phase two, work with our architects and engineers, and then phase three, we'd go back to the community and say, here's what we heard, here's what we think is feasible. Do you agree with this is a good plan to incorporate into the building and sort of the design of that whole three-block area?